so many have the wrong understanding.
Thank you. Diarrhea Disco 25.
25?
Yeah, it's the 25th installment.
That's exciting. Wow. This is crazy. How do you feel about this?
It's been okay, you know. Angela's not here.
No, we Angela can't celebrate.
Awesome guest.
We have to postpone the 25th show to next week.
It's 24.5.
Yeah.
So we have...
Oh, I'm Amy, guys. Hi.
I'm Eli.
Sick.
Yeah.
So we're going to do... Association Station today.
Yes.
What have you listened to?
We just listened to New Romance. We just listened to three songs that we thought that we would dissociate to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we all kind of took it and ran with it in different directions. So
Yeah.
Everyone can introduce their song.
I chose Hot Knife by Fiona Apple. I don't know. It's very dissociative. The repetition is crazy. And, like, the timpani is very prominent and, like, very meditative. And it definitely happened. I really succeeded. I have more point in my life to that, so...
If not right now.
If not right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
11 a.m. Sunday.
Right now, yeah. We're trying to make you guys dissociate. Just kidding.
Well, I think my next song will, but the first song I played was Key to Love, and then in parentheses is Understanding, by Bad Bad Not Good and Jonah Yano. And that's one that I listened to in high school, like, walking home from the train at night, like, and those were very dissociative walks, not per se because of the songs I was listening to, but, like, any sort of music would have just been fuel for dissociation.
So. Now they're associated, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I picked New Romance by Beach House, and I feel like this was a COVID dissociation. I would go on night walks. I would go on Tish Roof. I don't go on Tish Roof anymore because I was feeling too many things. But yeah, I don't know.
That's why they put the glass.
That's why they put the glass there. I wasn't feeling those things. I was just feeling other things. But yeah, we don't go over there anymore. So, yeah. What about you?
Yeah.
Why did you pick yours?
I mean, mine was also COVID dissociation.
I feel like different times, though. Like, you were in high school.
Mine was, like, early COVID, finishing high school, finishing AP, like, stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was doing my little AP studio art moment, and it was about death. And
death and decay.
In my sitting in my garage, sculpting like human body parts, listening to this on repeat.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think
Yeah.
An artist
in their sanctuary.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
How did you do on your project?
It was good. I liked how it turned out.
That's good. Yeah.
I think the photos were fine because I had to take them on my phone because I couldn't get them. Photographed because of COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how did you have the materials? Like, did you have to get it yourself?
Yeah, because it was clay. I had to, like, before COVID hit, she was like, hey guys, like, maybe start taking things
home. Oh, interesting.
We don't know what's going to happen with this. And so then, like...
We should say your school didn't shut down until April.
It was the first to shut down in the city.
Wow.
But, like, a week before, she was like, hey guys, maybe start thinking about taking things home.
Oh, she really knew. Interesting. She was dropping hints.
Yeah.
She was.
Wow.
Like, hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Like,
no, and then so I just brought all of the things home. And yeah. Never asked from the back, so now I have all this.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. It's the least they could do
and
for
like,
you.
Literally for people for ceramics, you have to fire it and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, like the ceramics teacher would drive to everyone's home.
That's
and, like,
so sweet.
Wow, that is nice.
Drive back to the school to fire it and like do it all.
Yeah.
And, like, bring it back.
That's crazy dedication.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's crazy because he lived in the East Bay. In mm-hmm. like Oakland, and so he would drive into San Francisco, pick everyone's stuff up, drive across the bridge to Marin, pick up people's stuff who lived in Marin.
Wow.
And drive back down to the city to like fire it.
Love him.
But yeah.
Yeah.
He got fired.
What?
Oh, whoa. Why?
Yeah, he got fired for breaking COVID protocol. Like, in the studio when he like wasn't allowed to be, but he was like, I have to be in the studio
yeah.
to fire these kids' works because it's all timing.
He got fired yeah. for firing?
He got fired for
oh
firing.
My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a little bit uncalled for. He was just doing his job too well.
Wow.
And
he got punished.
That's tragic.
He's a martyr.
Yeah.
He's a martyr.
He's a martyr for arts.
Yeah. Well, pouring one out to him.
WMFL in Medford. 91.5.
Yes.
So yeah. So this next pick I chose because I think it would actually drive me insane if I was in a very vulnerable spot.
Yeah.
So yeah. Let's take a listen.
Okay, here we go.
By Caitlin Aurelia Smith.
Me.
Yes.
Wow, I can hear that is turned up a lot. I can hear myself in the headphones that are okay. Well, thanks.
I'm going deaf. I can't hear anything.
Time for a little PSA.
I think so.
Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently.
Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times. Most dangerously, when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving.
It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to
better.
Others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver.
There's more. Why is this in brackets? Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination, instead of worrying whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment.
Wait, where?
Just the bottom.
Oh, okay. Wait, a public service... Okay, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you so much,
really
guys.
Stuff,
that was good.
Don't do it.
We neglected the optional ha-ha-ha. That's the point, isn't it?
I did neglect it. I'm sorry. I know. It could have... I wasn't feeling it.
All right, well...
I think...
That was some great stuff.
Turn to your left.
Yeah, turn to your left.
Oh, whoa.
Jump scare.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Jordan. Anyways.
Yeah. Oh, we listened. Oh, wait. You guys go first.
All right. I chose Have You Felt Lately, Caitlin Aurelia Smith.
Yeah.
Definitely a little crazy. It makes me a little crazy when
yeah.
I hear it. So, yeah.
I chose Get Real Paid by Beck off of Midnight Vultures, which I am remembering that I reviewed for music journalism class in freshman year with Melisma staff members that are teaching it. What's going on?
Brandon's mic is
so
off.
I don't know what to do about that because it's mic one.
But he said that it was getting picked up in other mics.
Okay, perfect. Let's just keep going.
Okay, we can keep going. Wait, what if we swung mic four around to you and then I
could go.
Is that
better?
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
That's okay. Really funny.
That's really sad.
Wow.
Anyways, we figured it out.
Guys, okay. Good job problem solving.
Anyway, yeah, so that was off of Midnight Vultures. I like that album a lot, and the song particularly is very abrasive and groovy and fun.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, I liked that pick as well. I picked All Together by Slow Dive. I feel like I dissociate differently than Eli and Brayden. I don't know. I feel like they listen to like very like... Not just like sounds, right?
It's very sounds.
Very sounds.
The skill is dissociating
sounds.
To anything.
To yeah. anything, yeah. I don't know, but I feel like I listen to more slow music. Also, you guys missed a great story about Brayden doing ceramics in his garage.
I think the
mic was broken the whole time. Oh, wait.
Our really mics probably picked it up.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know.
I hope that you guys heard. It was great. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways. Should we listen?
Yeah, we should listen.
I have Peroxide by Mixed Messages
okay.
next.
Thank you. my word. I knew I had it. As I looked out the window, it was bright sunlight on the orange bricks of the next building. Very bright light somehow reflecting. And through the window, if I was able to understand, I guess why I couldn't stay awake. It was not conscious. Before I'd realized I couldn't stay awake anymore. But now, it's even worse than before. I was listening to a tape of a lecture on Buddhism at which I was present. I
was at the lecture.
Heard myself asking a lot of stupid questions.
He was asking a lot of stupid questions.
I was thick-headed at the lecture, sitting there on the floor. But to hear it all now, it's even worse than before. Those shoes I have, there's some name for them I can't remember. Hey. I found them in a wastebasket about to be empty. They're mostly the only shoes I wear. I found them, they had been worn. Bottoms were worn off on the edges. But they're mostly in good shape.
Very good shape.
I found that fit me. I was very happy. There was something about them that sticks to the
floor when I walk.
Makes a noise. I kept wearing them. They got wet many times, and now the stitches that hold them together on the sides is coming apart. Everywhere. And you can see my colored socks in the hole where they come apart. But they stick to the floor when I walk still. I stepped in some sticky stuff that spilled by the door. Since then, it's even worse than before. On Broadway, one night, there was this fairly high-pitched, loud tone that
sounded like
a siren. People were looking around to see where it came from. The food store on the corner provided a lot of the light. Because it was open, pretty soon, I realized that the sound was coming from this one car that was parked on the street nearby. It was empty and locked as I walked toward it. It became even louder. I first noticed the sound when I walked past the store, but now it's even worse than before. I really wanted to show somehow how things deteriorate, or how one
bad thing
leads to another. At first, there were plenty of things to point to, lots of people, places, things, ideas, turning to shit everywhere. I could describe these instances, but the more I thought about them, the less they seemed to be negative things. But appeared in the seeds of something completely new and productive. And I couldn't talk about them in the same way. But I knew it was true that there really are dangerous crises occurring in many different places. But I was blind to them. Once it was easy to find something to deplore. But now, it's even worse than before. The question is whether or not this kind of music is going to hypnotize you. Do you resent being made to listen to this monotonous music or having to listen to such boring sentences? Friends have said that by producing this kind of music, people are put to sleep. In fact, I've always thought this.
I've always
disliked the Rolling Stones since I found out what they were up to.
So, in the prospect
of doing this very hypnotic music came to my mind, I realized that I should at least bring up the problems of listening to this kind of rhythm, that is, regularity may temporarily take your mind off the more important tasks we have. I had to decide if it was in our best interest to present this, but now that I went ahead and did it after asking what it was for, now it's even worse than before.
After you say bye.
Wow.
Hello? Okay,
alrighty.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay, that was beautiful.
That was a great song. I like that pick.
Okay, I'm glad. I was sitting there like, oh my god, I can't believe I did this.
No, I really like that.
Okay,
cool. That was good.
I think we filled out all like the different corners of dissociation.
Yeah.
Except the Jack Johnson corner.
Yeah, we might not get to it, but we were going to play Jack Johnson. It's a little nostalgia.
Yeah, because that's
like,
a big one.
Dissociation.
That happens.
Childhood.
Like, that's real.
Reflective. Yeah. You know. That's
perhaps
real.
The most powerful one.
Yeah, so true.
So Eli has work, guys.
I gotta run.
He has to skedaddle.
We just have to be real with you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, I'm leaving now. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, wow.
Bye,
okay,
Eli.
Bye, Eli. It was real.
Wow. Have a good last 6 minutes.
We will.
Thanks.
We'll miss you.
So yeah.
Have a good work. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyone
have you been dissociating?
I have not. No, okay, so I had all of my sad songs, like, on, like, I would make playlists of sad songs, and then I was like, one day, I'm gonna stop listening to this type of music, or, like, not make it so easy for myself to do it. So now that we have a playlist of dissociating songs,
it might be
maybe
bad.
I'm gonna start doing that, but, like, I feel like the type of music you listen to kind of helps or makes it worse.
I feel like I haven't had a dissociative moment in a bit.
In a bit? That's
a
good.
Bit, which
I
is
feel
good.
Like it's a winter. Do you have a season that you
probably
dissociate?
Winter. Yeah. I think, I don't know. Even like last semester was not a wonderful semester for me.
Oh, that's fair.
But
that's
I don't
fair.
Think I was, actually, never mind.
Upon reflection.
Actually, no, I can think of a song.
Okay.
Anyways.
A song that's not on this playlist.
A song that's not on this playlist, but
maybe
has been played on this show before.
Ooh, interesting. Should do like a crossword about your show.
What?
Yeah, no, you could do like hints. Like this song makes me dissociate, and I've played it seven times.
You have to find it.
Yeah.
You have to scour
in
the Diary of Disco archives.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's dedication.
We should leave time for our last song.
Yeah, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
And it's Diary of Disco with Brayden, without Angela, and Amy, and now without Eli. People just keep leaving us.
They do keep leaving. It's okay.
Anyways,
Angela's coming back.
Let's have, this is Einstein on the Beach, New Play Number 5 by Philip Glass.
Enjoy, guys.
It could be very fresh and clean.